Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely, when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where unfortunately we still have 966 days, 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 12 goddamn seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And then we got to get to work. We got to unscrew all of this. But that's all right. We can do it. A little dedication. A little heart, a little mind. We can get it done. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of that freedom. And remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program tonight? 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. And again, I must apologize. I'm not very good with the chat room. Once I get going, I get lost. And all the other stuff that I'm looking at, so unfortunately, I try to peek in towards the end. But anywho, you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth, it's a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, again, tonight is absolutely no exception. There's still tons and tons and tons of people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So To combat that, we must lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. All right, we're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun makeshift colors. Now again, I know before I get to the scuttlebutt of the day, I got to be a pain in the ass. I got to keep bringing up this Justina Pelletier. Oh, yeah. Subterfuge. Can't we talk about something else? Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. And I'm going to talk about Benghazi, too. But damn it, we have a lot of kids out there that are being taken away from their parents that don't deserve it, so people can get bonuses and people can keep their jobs. We have veterans being put on lists. So supervisors can get bonuses. The employees can go home early on Friday to plan for their Memorial Day picnic. As long as the numbers look good, then Jay Carney's got something, you know, something positive to report. Yeah, we got another 45 gazillion people that just signed up for Obamacare. Really? They did? Huh. I wonder if that was all that those thousands of illegal aliens, the murderers, and the rapists, and the child molesters. I wonder if those were the ones that signed up. Meanwhile, we got a war hero. And before I went on tonight, I had to watch that interview with Greta. I mean, chained to a bed, naked. I mean, look. I mean, we put panties on people's heads, and the whole world stops frickin' turning. But Mexico, they keep shipping all their people over here. Get the free health care, get them out of their system because they can't afford them. Just go to America. They don't give a damn. But anybody comes over here, boy, I mean, we're going to chain you to a bed naked. We're going to hit you in the belly until you puke. We're going to hit you across the face a whole bunch of times until your jaw's dislocated, which they did, slapping him, pounding his head. Chain him up to a bed overnight. I guess he was there for a while. But, I mean, we don't do that. I mean, we all know about how the left hates torture, 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 torture. I mean, you can't slap a little water in the guy's face. That's torture. But you can chain him up naked to a bed and beat him and whack him across the face, dislocate his jaw, knock him out, chain him up naked to a bed. That's okay. That's all right. That's fine. Oh, yeah, that's perfectly fine. Well, that's Mexico. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. I don't care what goddamn country it is. That's one of our boys over there. That's one of us. I mean, hey, look, if they're not going to care about their people, I mean, look, we don't care about that. That's their business. But damn it, we're Americans. We don't leave any man behind. That includes Tijuana. But, I mean, you would think, you know, the president, he's supposed to be the top Democrat. And we all know that, you know, Democrats, peace and love. Unicorns and rainbows. Oh, yeah. Vote for me. Oh, yeah. I'll get you that unicorn. Oh, you bet you'll be sunshiny every day. Absolutely. Mm-mm-mm. Rainbows. Flowers. Oh, yeah. Beautiful sitar music in the background. You betcha, Red Rider. But you would think a president, hearing all this, and one of his war heroes, one of the men that he sent over there to fight for him, was being tortured in a Mexican jail because he took a wrong goddamn turn. You would think, being the top Democrat, they don't. He championed. Hey, look, the president, he was making speeches about torture. You know, he's blaming Bush for being a goddamn war criminal, torture this and torture that. Oh, he stood up for torture. Oh, he campaigned on it. Oh, yeah, he fundraised for it. Oh, you betcha. But you're gonna let a Tijuana jail do that kind of stuff to one of your war heroes that went to fight for you? Well, I suppose it's, you know, par for the course. They left, you know, a whole bunch of people in Benghazi. Oh, I know. Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. There goes that subterfuge. Shut up. And who uses that word anyway? I mean, what do these people do? I mean, they sit around in like a room, I guess the Situation Room. That's another thing that pissed me off. Here, they don't have people working out the situation, figuring out what the hell to do to combat the situation, to go protect our people, to strike against those that attacked us. Oh, no, 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 no. That wasn't their job. No. Their job was to spin it because the president had a fundraising speech the next day, and he needed to know what the hell to say. Not only that, he had to go speak in front of the Rose Garden the next day, which really pissed him off. That interrupted his plans. He was supposed to be in Vegas, you know, a little earlier. He was hungry. He had to eat. That was another inconvenience that pissed him off. But they had nothing but spinmeisters down there in the goddamn Situation Room. They didn't have anybody out there working out the situation. They were working out the spin. I mean, you have that little punk ass that came on Bret Baier there, the dude. What the hell is he doing? He's in freaking kindergarten. How old are you, huh? I mean, what the hell? He was what, 20 when he was in there? 19, 20? Oh, well, he graduated college early. So? He's a baby. But then this is a Situation Room. I mean, I know it's not 24 and all, but you don't worry about spin in the Situation Room. Your job is to, defend and protect. An attack, if necessary. Well, this was one of those moments. Why nothing was sent, I don't know. The only thing that was sent was a message to YouTube to get the spin rolling. That's when Valerie Jarrett showed up. I wonder how long it took before Valerie Jarrett showed up to the Situation Room and they called YouTube. I bet it was within 5 minutes. Maybe 10 minutes, who knows? But it was pretty early on. Where was the president? Well, we still don't know. I mean, you would think if he had to worry about the spin that he was going to have to puke out of his frickin' mouth in the Rose Garden the next day, you'd think he'd want to be down there to paying attention. Well, why should he? He's got a teleprompter. He just goes out there and reads it. I'd like to get a hold of that teleprompter, boy. Wouldn't that be fun? Huh? You damn Skippy, give me a hold of that goddamn teleprompter. I'll write some crap in there. Oh, man. I'd have all kinds of fun for that teleprompter, boy. And he'd have to read it, too, all in front of his fancy, schmancy, multi-gazillionaire donors and one of his fundraisers. Of course, you'd have to videotape it, put it on YouTube. Of course, they'd call YouTube and tell you to shut it down. But, I mean, how can you do that? If you're the president of the United States, I think somebody I don't know, anybody. Pick anybody off the street in any country. If they were given a job, they were president of a country. Their embassy was attacked. At that time, they had no idea where the ambassador was. We know now where he was. Well, he was in the back getting raped and cattle prodded, burnt. He was tortured, for Christ's sakes. And yeah, Eleanor Clift, yeah, murder. You're an idiot. And McLaughlin, I like you, old man, you know, but I can't take her. I can't watch you no more. Can't do it. I just can't stomach that kind of crap. If you care that little about not only your show, but your audience, that this is what you're going to bring on, not interested. Sorry. That's why I don't get a chance. I just don't watch very much television anymore. It all irritates the living hell out of me. I'm sick of it. I want to go back. You know, it was nice. Remember when you only had five channels and that was it? You had ABC, CBS, NBC. You had a local station. And you had PBS. And that was it. And you had everything. You had movies. You always had movies. You had plenty of baseball. All kinds of football. You had more football. You watched everything. Everything was on. Everything you needed. Boom, 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 boom. Everything you needed to have. Now they got 14,000 goddamn channels and there ain't freaking nothing on. But it is nice to watch television every once in a while. And I do like 24. I do like to escape. There's nothing wrong with escape. So what? You know, there's nothing wrong with going into Dreamville. But liberals can't seem to figure out a way to get the hell out of there. That's pretty simple. You open the door and you let reality in. It'll come in. You know, you don't have to drag it in. You don't have to pull it. You don't have to bait it. Just open the freaking door. It'll just make its way right on in. It'll help you out, too. You libs might want to think about that. Oh, no, we can't do that. We're at peace and love. Well, okay. But if you're anywhere near Boston, up until the 30th, which is what the hell day is it today? Today's the 29th. Tomorrow's the last day. If you're anywhere near Boston, if you're anywhere near anywhere, it doesn't matter where it is. They are calling for people from 2 to 4 p.m. just to rally wherever you are, send your own little prayer, do your own little whatever. You don't have to get, they're not asking for violence or anything like that. You don't have to hold a bunch of signs. If you just got a few people and you got a candle. She loves stuffed animals. So they did one thing where they collected a whole bunch of stuffed animals. So if you want to do something like that, do something like that. The whole point is find a way in your community somewhere, even if it's with just your family. 2 to 4 p.m. Take a couple hours. And take that 2 to 4 p.m. and start writing the goddamn Duval Patrick. That's the governor. Start writing people, your congressman. Get yourself involved. I know it sucks, man. You shouldn't have to do this crap. You'd rather be online and finding out what Kim Kardashian's up to next. Looking at TMZ and yada, yada, yada. Checking out the latest Justin Bieber video. That's right, I said Bieber. So I'm making fun of him. Wah, wah, wah. That's why Canada got rid of him. They couldn't wait to get rid of him. They don't want him back. They're like, no, we're not interested. You keep him. But if you're anywhere, and it doesn't matter, even if it's by yourself, 2 to 4 p.m., take a couple of minutes. Do something. If you've already written all your letters, you've done all your bitching and complaining, take 2 to 4 p.m. and just think of what it would be like to be in her shoes when you were 14. Think what it would be like when you were 14 years old to be removed from your family at that age. How would you feel? How do you think your family would feel? How do you think your life would be today? Ponder on that for a little while. If you're spiritual, make a prayer. It's all right. Praying ain't going to hurt you. And if you're not spiritual, well, then say a prayer to anything. Say a prayer to yourself. Because the only person who's going to change you is going to be you. God or no God, it's still up to you to do the changing. You still got to do the work. You can't just say a prayer and have it get done. I mean, let's say you got a favorite sports team and you're gonna pray to God that they're going to win. The New York Yankees are going to win every single game. Well, they're not. They're going to lose. It ain't up to God to win the ball game. It's up to the New York Yankees to win the ball game. If you're a bricklayer, it's up to you to lay them bricks and build that wall. Jesus ain't coming down. He ain't going to do that work. His days of manual labor are over. He's over 2,000 years old, man. Give the old coup to break. And all them bricks, doing that kind of manual labor, that's your job. You got to do it. You want something done? The best man for the job is yourself. Just the way it is. Doesn't mean that you have to be selfish. It just means that if you need something done, you want something done in your life, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's quitting smoking or quitting drinking or anything. It doesn't matter what it is. Pick anything. The only person who can do it is you. And if you don't want to change, well, then you don't. You have to accept the consequences. Just the way it is. Life is life. Again, I didn't invent the stupid human being. I just know how the bastards work. It's nature, man. I didn't invent nature either. Animals are animals. We're going to do what we're going to do. We just got to figure out a way to, you know, get along as best we can. A lot easier said than done sometimes, yeah. But if you got a little bit of common sense, it can work out more often than it fails. But when you're stuck on your own goddamn stupidity and you can't get it out, like Nancy Pelosi, I guess she figured, you know, all that Botox was going to squeeze it out, but it didn't. It just blocked the stupidity from getting out. Maybe that's what her old plan was. She wanted to keep the stupidity. That's why she has so much Botox. Can't speak. Sweetie, it's time. It's time to hang it up. It really is. All you guys, Harry Reid, you got to go, son. I'm sorry. You're corrupt. You're 480 years old. And I got nothing against old people. I love old people. I always love listening to the old people talk, man. You get some great stories out of old people. You got to respect them old people. They've been through the stuff, man. Old people are wise. But just because you're old doesn't mean that you're wise. If you're corrupt, you're corrupt, and you've always been corrupt. It's not like you get old and all of a sudden you get corrupt. Somebody who's still as old as Harry Reid and is corrupt now has been corrupt for a very, very long time. He didn't get to where he is without being corrupt. That's the problem that I have with politics. That's why you can never get any goddamn thing done. And that's why still Justina Pelletier is not in her home. And our war hero is not in his home in America. Oh, look at this, who just popped up. Looks like my brother's sober enough to call in tonight. Let's see what the hell he's got to say tonight. Are you on there yet?
What are we talking about tonight, my brother?
I'm talking about everybody. They're all pissing me off, everybody. Well, I've been trying to get into this story here tonight about the Texas VA. They got a whistleblower. You wouldn't believe what the hell they're doing to these VAs. They got now the VA cops, they beat this old guy to death because he wanted to leave because they wouldn't work on him. Well, they didn't like it. And Ay-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi. We got all kinds of stuff going on here today. Immigrants are coming over.
Oh, yeah. Coming to America.
Coming to America. What kind of football news we got going on here? Anything?
Zero. Seahawks signed a receiver. One they already had. I can't remember his name.
Wow. Oh,
The only news is always Manziel. It's always about Manziel.
Well, hey, look, the Browns need anything they can get, man. And if
he's not even going to start.
Well, how do you know? I thought he would do. Wasn't he Heisman?
Yeah, but he won't start the first four games, I'll bet you.
Well, who else do the Browns have? Who?
Some monkey. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Manziel's not going to be ready. Why start him? I mean, that's just killing the kid. Well, he'll sit for the first four or five games.
Why? Wow. No, put him out
he's
there,
he's got a
man.
Lot to learn, man.
So what?
No
hey,
way.
Look,
it's
lot, hey, look, a lot of those guys have been put out in the Wolves the first game. They all do it. That's all right. Look what happened to Wilson. Look what he did.
Hell,
look at the success.
A lot of them are ready, too. A lot of them are ready.
Well, how do you know he's not ready? He hasn't even had one. All right.
I'm just saying what the news says.
But the news. Yeah,
hey, they're there. I'm not.
Yeah, they're not there either. They're making stuff up. Hey, look, I hope it works out. I'd like to see the Browns in some kind of contention just because, you know, they're like the Cubs in baseball. They're the underdogs. I mean, they're one of the oldest franchises in NFL, and they've never won anything.
Good.
So,
I always hated the Browns.
Well, I never really
always hated them.
You know,
the Bucks owner died.
Yeah, I read something on somewhere about something.
Yeah. Well, he was 85. It was pretty much done.
Well, that team, I think, if you were talking, didn't you talk about that they will watch out for him? Well, yeah, you're going to watch them tank. They're not going to do nothing this year now.
Yeah, definitely improve, but...
No.
Maybe 500.
Well, the Cowboys are
telling you, Cincinnati's the one to watch.
No, the
Cowboys lost their lead defender.
Well, they're gonna stink no matter what, man. They need to get rid of Jerry Jones as their general manager.
You can't do that. He's the owner too, so he can pretty
well,
much do what he
well,
wants.
Well, I know. But the problem is the people that he's bringing over suck.
Yeah, he's got a, like we always said, on paper, he's got a good team.
Well, on paper, on
paper.
Hey, I don't care
it's
if it's on paper.
It's the little boy that coaches him, I'm telling you.
Is it on the field? That's the only thing that counts. It's like Clinton's
the diapers
budget.
Of the coach.
All of Clinton's surpluses. It was all on paper. It wasn't in the bank. What does that mean?
I'm telling you. They change the diapers of that coach, and they might have a decent team.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they need, who? Cower?
Gruden come back.
Gruden. Gruden could fit as a Cowboy coach, though, man. I think he
would. Absolutely.
I think he, how him and Jones would get along would be kind of.
Who cares?
Well, I think they'd butt heads, but I think he could put a team together. Get him out of the broadcasting booth so he can stop making a complete ass out of himself.
I mean, he's smart enough. He just isn't, he's got a voice for radio.
Oh, God. He's funny, though.
He's funny. Oh, yeah.
He is funny.
Up.
No, I do. I like him. I like Gruden. I'm just teasing him about his broadcast, and he's funny on there. I mean, look, their broadcast sucks anyway. The games suck on ESPN. Sunday night football is the old Monday night football. I don't even hardly watch Monday night football anymore.
They don't have any good games.
No, they don't have, the Sunday night football has all the, they got the best games. They got the, you know, they had some good games last year. Does Seattle got, they got a Sunday nighter? I can't remember.
Seattle has two Thursdays this week, or this year, I think.
I don't like those damn Thursday games, driving me
nuts.
I
love them. I wish they'd play Monday through Sunday.
I know, but I don't like my team on Thursday, because then Sunday you want to watch your team on, you know, football, and you got to watch everybody else.
That's the Sabbath day. You keep it holy. You got nothing to do. Just relax and watch the rest of the games.
Things traditionally should be played on Sunday, and that's it.
Well, tradition is that way, and I agree, but I don't mind Thursdays at all.
I don't mind Thursday late in the season. I don't like it early in the season. It drives me nuts.
I'll take it all year. I hope they expand it, too. They're talking about expanding the playoffs, so some of the, you know, some of the 10 and 6 teams that never make it, they'll have a chance to get into the playoffs this year. Or not this year. It'll probably happen next year. But,
well, you know what they ought to do?
It's not a bad idea.
You know what they ought to do? They ought to take the team in both conferences. One, the team with the absolute worst record, and put them in the mix. Maybe they might, you know, a team that goes completely defeated, they got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be a hoot?
That's stupid. They should have earned it in the first place.
Well, I know, but I mean, if you're gonna,
I think it's great. I think it's a good idea because look at Seattle, 7-9. They were in the playoffs. That's stupid. And all the 10-6 teams that don't make it.
Yeah,
come
but
on.
Look what they. Yeah, but Kurt, look what they did. They beat the Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints. However, in New Orleans.
So
what? No, they beat them in Seattle. That's right. New Orleans had to go to Seattle. Seattle had a losing record, and New Orleans is coming off of being the Super Bowl champions the previous year. Had a much better record, had to fly to Seattle, and then to lose, oh, man, that must have hurt. That must have been a long, painful plane ride.
Seattle
home.
Proved what their record was because they got spanked the rest of the next game.
Oh,
so.
Well, that's because of Hasselback.
No, it's because they really didn't deserve to be in the freaking playoffs.
So? Doesn't matter.
7-9 shouldn't do it.
So
you can
stick
up for them all you want, but that was stupid. It never happened.
No, I love. Hey, look, I loved it, man. So what? So what? It's football. Enjoy.
You wouldn't say that if it was the Eagles.
I wouldn't. Well, yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
So I could care less what the Eagles do. They're not going to do anything this year anyway.
Nah, let's hope not.
Well. We'll find out if Michael Vick makes the team with the Jets. I don't understand what the Jets did that for. That's dumb.
He will start, not the first game, but he will be the starter before midseason.
Wow. He's going to get hurt. He's always hurt. Yes, come on.
That's fine. Let him get hurt. Maybe this time will be the good one. But he'll start midway through the season. He'll be the starter. That's fine. Let him. He's nothing. He's not a threat anymore.
I still think they should have swapped Romo and Sanchez from the Jets to Cowboys.
It might have worked. Neither one of them are awful.
Well, it would have been a lateral
move. Just with
move.
The wrong team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It would have been a lateral move. They were just on the wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong team.
That'd have been a good swap.
But, hey.
All right, whatever. Hey, that was it. All right, I'll let you get back to the show.
So what are you making? You making something to eat? What are you doing?
I'm doing nothing.
Well, my, what are you doing? Scratching. What are you doing?
What?
Well, that's scratching. What the hell are you doing?
I'm not scratching nothing. That's you scratching.
Yeah. I wasn't scratching nothing. My hand's right over here, man. Anyway, my my sloppy tacos came out great today. So,
of course, except you didn't have cheese.
No, I didn't have any cheese. I'm not supposed to eat it, but I love to eat it. But I didn't put it on. I just went. I went bare. Just bare.
All right.
So, well.
All right. Anything else?
No, I got to get back to work here. What time is it here? I've been yakking. I haven't gotten into anything yet. I've been on the air for almost 40 minutes, and I haven't even started yet. And I got a whole bunch of stories.
Get on.
Well, I know.
Get on.
I got to get cracking. All right. See me later.
See me.
All right. Now, where the hell were we? Let me get a shot of rum in here. All right, let's get in here, the scuttlebutt of the day. The Texas VA is run like a crime syndicate. The government is a crime syndicate. I mean, they talk about the Italian mafia. You want to talk about mafia? Our government is a mafia. It's the biggest mafia in the world. All governments are mafias. Your taxes, that's your protection money. And if you don't pay it, well, your business gets, you know, sets on fire. You know, paperwork doesn't go through. Liquor license is revoked. You know, you're this, you're that. Oh, yeah. You're out of business. Oh, yeah. Take your home, take your car, take your whole damn life. That's the problem with the government. And people want to get more of it. Why? Look, you've got this entity over here. And you got this entity over here. And this one over here doesn't work. So instead of going to the one that does work, you start adding more of the ones that doesn't work. How do you expect that more of something that doesn't work? How do you expect that to get to work? This is what I can't figure out. And they got a bureaucrat, a governor. A governor who was, I guess she was a, what was old Kat Sebelius? I don't know. She was an attorney or something. Who knows? Who the hell knows? I don't know. You don't know. Who? Nobody knows. Who was? She was something. Her family was something, something. I think her father was a governor or something, whatever. I mean, what in the hell kind of qualifications do you think a Health and Human Services secretary would require? I'm thinking somebody with, you know, a little bit of a, you know, a medical kind of, you know, background, a little bit, at least a freaking nutritionist. I mean, this is Kat Sebelius, governor of Kansas. And then you have that, Homeland Security, that chick, I can't remember her name all the time, drives me nuts. But what the hell? She was the governor of Arizona, whatever her name is, who knows, who cares? But, I mean, how does she get to be Homeland Security? I mean, just, first of all, I don't understand that stupid Homeland Security. I didn't like the idea. I mean, I like George Bush personally. Okay, fine, yada, yada, yada. But we got two. That's too much government. That's too much government. This is what our FBI, this is what our Border Patrol, this is what these forces are for. Look, if you need more, you get more. But now you got Homeland Security, which is just another bureau, which means everybody else has to go through them, and they can't handle everything. One, because they're incompetent, they don't know what the hell they're doing, and they're just making the rules up as they go along. And they make sure that nobody gets held accountable unless you're an underling. Now, the VA, I still think... Well, I don't understand. Well, why can't the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines and a Coast Guard. Why can't they have, like, where they run the VA? That's what I don't understand. Run it like the military, like a military hospital, because that's what it is, a military hospital. Maybe that's what it needs. You make damn sure that these veterans were not put on a list. They're not going to put their own people on a list. But these people that got to work, they got to work late. They can't have that. Look, they got to get home. They got to pick up the kids. They got to do this. They got to pick up the laundry. They got all this stuff and the balloons. And they got to pick up charcoal and hamburgers and hot dogs and the buns and the ketchups and the mustards and relishes. Potato chips and the beer. They got to pick up all this stuff. The paper plates. I mean, they got to pick up all this stuff. They got to, you know, Memorial Day's coming up, and, you know, they got to plan for this big barbecue. They can't be bothered with staying late and making sure that everybody gets cared for. And plus, if they can put that person on this list over here, well, then the boss isn't going to get a bonus. Then he's not going to be very happy with me. Then he's going to make me work late again. Or maybe he's not going to let me work at all. I'm going to get, you know, I'm going to get less money now. So I just got to just do it. It's only a name. That's all. Just taking a name and putting it over here. That's all it is. It's not a real person. It's just a name. But you think this is bad. All the stories that you're hearing now about the VA, and there's millions of them, and they're going to keep coming out and keep coming out and keep coming out. This is going to be Obamacare. This is going to be the norm. Oh, you don't believe me, do you? Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, you could go back to everything that us on the right have been telling you was going to happen, has happened. We've got a perfect track record. Everything we told you about Obama since 2007 has come true. But yet it's subterfuge, and no one's going to lose any sleep over it because it's boring. You can't be bothered with it. I mean, it was only four. I mean, it was not like it was a whole bunch. It was a little, you know, the boys got a little excited, man. Look, it was a dangerous area. I mean, these people, they knew. They bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. They knew what they were up against. They knew the situation on the ground. They knew it was dangerous. And so did the government. That's why they got rid of all their security. Jesus God Almighty. But for years, employees at this Texas VA have complained, bitched, pissed, and moaned that their bosses were cooking the books. And for years, well, the big VA insisted, oh, no, there's no, there's nothing going on here. See, instead of people fixing the problem, they're more concerned in covering it up, because if they cover it up, they won't get blamed for it. But by then, they'll move on to another department or, you know, get another promotion or retire. They're more concerned with covering their ass than doing their job. Their job is to care for people that are sick. That's it. That's what a hospital does. You're broken. Well, then when you leave, you get fixed. So you get broken, and then you get fixed. That's what hospitals are for. And they're for people. They're for people. They don't get put on other lists where they don't get care. And that's what's coming to you. Obamacare, this is Obamacare. This is a precursor to Obamacare. This is what happens when you have government in control. You don't want the government controlling anything. We've seen what they've done to education. We've seen what they're doing to the school lunch program now. And now you got Michelle Obama. She's throwing a tizzy fit, standing up. Oh, this is working great. They never can admit that they failed. The more it fails, the more they come out there and tell you how great and wonderful it is. Well, no, it's not. The evidence doesn't suggest it is. It points out. It's obvious that they don't work. Nope, not a smidgen. No, not a smidgen of corruption in the IRS. Not a smidgen. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And where are we on that? Oh, that's right. Lois Lerner's got a contempt charge that they voted on. But does she have it? Does she really have it? And what does that mean? Is she in jail? Well, no, she's at home. She's collecting her pension. Don't you think if you were in real contempt that you shouldn't, you know, you're a government employee, don't you think that, you know, if you're in real contempt, that until you are no longer in contempt, that you should not be getting paid, especially by the taxpayer, the one that you targeted? The one that you tried to stifle their freedom of speech, and some you were successful at. So where's that contempt charge again? Oh, that's right. It's right next to the Attorney General's contempt charge. Yeah. No more hearings. No more this. We need grand juries. And look, Trey Gowdy, I love you. I am your ally. However, unless there is action to follow this hearing, I'm sorry, but don't waste any more of our time. We want this investigation. We want these hearings. We want action to follow it. We don't want this just to go down as another goddamn soundbite. People talk about it in the stupid talk shows for about 2 or 3 days, and then it's done. Then it's over. Now we're on to something else because it's subterfuge. There's nothing to see here. So unless people are in handcuffs, unless people are getting held accountable for their actions, people need to lose their jobs, starting with the President of the United States. The beginning when he was told by his defense secretary, one of his top generals, Mr. President, the embassy's on fire. They have no idea where the hell the ambassador is. They're shooting at us. They got mortars and they got machine guns and they got all kinds of explosive stuff. It's an all-out assault. They're attacking us. There's a whole bunch of them. Oh, okay, boys, I'm going to go up and eat now. Then after that, I got to go make a phone call to Benjamin Netanyahu. I guess he got his feelings hurt when I snubbed him the other day, so why don't you guys go down to the Situation Room and wait for Valerie. Order in a pizza. The moment that he heard that our embassy was on fire and our ambassador was nowhere to be found and we were under heavy attack, that he goes up and eats, that's the very moment he should have been impeached. Right then and there, boom. That's enough right there for me. That's enough right there, just on Benghazi. We haven't gotten into anything else yet. The IRS, fast and furious. The stimulus packages, yeah. Damn near $1 trillion taken out of the American taxpayers' kitty, gone to their donors, to their friends. And they open up green businesses that have no purpose in conducting business. They go out of business and they get a bonus check. some of them in the millions. So they lucked out pretty good. That's your stimulus package. That if you didn't support it, well, then you were racist. Remember that? I do. You didn't report the stimulus package? Well, you don't care. Yeah, we do care. That's why we don't want it. And we knew what was going to happen. Nobody got a job. So the president had to make a joke about it. Well, I guess some shovel-ready jobs, they weren't very shovel-ready, were they? No, they weren't. They never were. But getting back to this Texas VA, there's a new whistleblower. And his testimony and internal documents implicate an award-winning VA hospital in Texas in widespread systemic fraud. I guess they were award-winning because they were able to cook the books better than all the other hospitals. That's deserving of an award? Well, I think the investigation ought to go to the previous people that were there. I believe they need to be punished as well. Why not? They put people on lists. How do we know? Okay, we've got what? What is it, 40 or 60, whatever the number is, that we know of now? But how long has this been going on? So how many other vets for all these years and all these hospitals have died because they were on a list? Well, if there's a way to go back, keep going back until you get them all. But as far as I'm concerned, they need to be charged with murder. Every single one of those that died. And if you put somebody on a list that didn't die, that's attempted murder. Either way, they need to go to jail for a long time. You don't put people on lists. These are people. It doesn't matter that they're vets. I know most people, oh, you're a vet. Oh, boom. You know, they're going to give that a little extra. But they're people. It doesn't matter. They're people. You don't put any people. It doesn't matter if they're poor, they're rich. It doesn't matter. They're people. Young or old, fat, skinny, whatever. Ugly, pretty. Are you people? Yeah, okay. That's it. That's your requirement. Emails and VA memos. Wonder if there was any tweets. Obtained exclusively by the Daily Beast, provide what is among the most comprehensive accounts yet of how high-level VA hospital employees conspired to game the system. Well, they figured out a way to game the system so they could keep their bonuses. It wasn't very difficult. You want to clean the books? Hey, man, just put these people, you know, just put them on a separate list. Just put them down there. Just put them right there on that list, right there. Oh, yeah. That doesn't hurt. No. They're just a name. That's all it is. And then you give that list to me, and then we'll take it and we'll burn it. It shows not only how they manipulated hospital wait lists, but why. To cover up the weeks and months the veterans spent waiting for needed medical care. I just can't figure out how you can get yourself to a level where you could actually take somebody knowing full well that they're never going to get any care. You put them on a list. You put them on that train knowing full well they're going to go to the gas. How could you do that? How could you get yourself down to that level? You could put somebody on a list knowing they're going to die because you put them on that list. How do you get to that level? What makes you get up in the morning and think that you're doing a good job? And you deserve that bonus. And you deserve to get off early on Friday so you can go plan for your Memorial Day picnic How do you get yourself on the down to that level, and you go to work every day and you put more people on every day on a list? How do you do that? Knowing full well that you're doing that, don't you think your conscience would get, I don't know, the better of you? I mean, the first time you put it on the first list, I mean, did you lose any sleep? Did it bother you? Did you toss and turn a little bit? Were you upset? Or did you just put it on there casually, go to lunch, and come home, watch Kim Kardashian, and go to bed? Get up in the morning and put some more on the list. Does that make you feel good that you clean the books so you can get a bonus? I mean, I'm sorry, but these people need to be prosecuted for murder, period. Whoever was in charge of this, whoever came up with the idea, whoever did it, whoever actually physically put a name on a list, and whoever authorized it, period. What's worse, it goes on to say here, that the documents show the wrongdoing was going unpunished for years, even after it was repeatedly reported to local and national VA authorities. Hey, we got all these problems. We got all these problems. We got all these problems. Okay, I'll take care of it. Oh, you got problems? Oh, okay, I'll take care of it. Thanks. I'll write that down. Yeah, thanks. I'll make a note of it. I'll raise the issue like John Kerry did. Meanwhile, our Marines still stuck in a Mexican jail. But Kerry raised the issue. Should have raised his hand and slapped the bastard across the frickin' face. Why is my Marine not out of that jail? You sorry son of a bitch. Did he do that? No. They probably had a nice lunch. I wonder what they ate. Probably shrimp. Maybe lobster. Who knows? They probably had a nice lunch, though. Maybe chicken. For lack of a better term, you've got an organized crime syndicate. The whistleblower who works in the Texas VA told the Daily Beast. They uncover some pretty good stuff, that Daily Beast. Top are suddenly afraid they may have actually prosecuted, and they're pressuring the little guys down below to cover it all up. Jesus God, I'm worse than the president trying to read. I see it in the executive's eyes, the whistleblower said. They are worried. Yeah, of course they're worried, and they should be. I'd like to know why they're not in handcuffs, why they're not in a jail. I mean, a guy takes a wrong turn because there's no goddamn signs and it's very easy to get confused. He's stuck in a jail. Meanwhile, these guys are still collecting a paycheck and they're getting bonuses. If they hurry up and resign in time, well, they'll get on, you know, be able to keep their pension. Oh, yeah. Taxpayers can pay them good. Oh, yeah, they get a nice pension. Oh, yeah, they got good health care, too. They don't have the Obamacare health care. They got some good stuff. Paul Rykoff, founder and chief executive officer of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, believes that even more revelations are coming. Well, I have to go ahead and agree with you on that. I think this is simply the tip of the goddamn iceberg. And not only is it going to be just the tip of the iceberg in the VA, but wait till Obamacare is completely kicked in. Once all the waivers are expired and all the Democrats have won their little elections, and Obama has been able to find a way in the Constitution because he knows it so well, that he can declare himself king. This newest case just further illustrates that the scandal is much more far-reaching than most people realize. Phoenix was just the tip of the iceberg. I just said that, and so he said it. See, it must be. Well, we all know what's going on here. We all know what they're doing. We all know there's whistleblowers. Thank God for the whistleblower. Sometimes all it takes is one whistleblower to come out, and then they all come out. That's all it takes, man. Just one. Well, good. They ought to come out. We ought to hear about this. We ought to talk about this every single night until it's fixed, until we don't talk about it anymore. There's only one way to get people to stop talking about stuff like this, and that's to fix it. Well, the American people need to demand it. And I am glad to see that there are people on both sides, and I hate to bring it political. I hate to say both sides. Both sides of what? We're Americans. That's the only side we got. But unfortunately, we got to look at it, Republican and Democrat, which is just stupid. Look, I don't care who comes up with it. I don't care what party believes in what. If it's stupid, it's stupid. If it's not stupid, then it's not stupid. Again, I'm a simpleton. What do you expect from me? Well, good for them whistleblowers. Keep going out there and blowing the whistles. Whatever you got to do, man. Look, these are people's lives. I don't understand why this government isn't, you know, I mean, Obama comes out and makes a speech that he read. He wasn't speaking from the heart. He gets up in front of the press corps and gives a speech, one empty word after another. I guess he felt that that wasn't good enough, so he gets on Air Force One, spends God only knows how many millions of taxpayer dollars, God knows how many carbon footprints he put all over the planet, to get over to Afghanistan and give an 11-minute speech to the troops. I got your back. No veteran should have to do this. You go to war, and we're going to end the war. We're going to do this, and I got your back. Goodbye. And then he goes to West Point. He didn't get very good, you know, reception, which he doesn't deserve it. That speech was pathetic. We talked about that last night. There was a whole bunch more to that speech. But, I mean, it was completely inappropriate. First of all, that he was even there. Put a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier. The guy shouldn't have been there. He should have been there a long time ago, say 6 years ago, when he said he was going to be. And now all of a sudden there's a big scandal going out there, so he's got to show that he cares. He never had any trouble before having a scheduling conflict. Doesn't mind canceling a flyover for a couple of pilots that were shot down over Laos. Finally found their bodies and were brought home, identified. War heroes down in battle. Can't get a flyover. But he can fly over to Afghanistan to give an 11-minute speech. Tell the troops he's got their back. Meanwhile, he hasn't done a damn thing. Well, he gave more money to the VA. Yeah, you gave more money. You gave more. They were for bonuses. And the only way these people could get more bonuses, well, was to put more people on lists that weren't going to get any care. So you doubled the budget. Okay, fine. You doubled the budget, but the money didn't go to the veterans. Where did that money go? I want to see the receipts. I want to see exactly where the hell that money went. What'd you buy? Did you buy a couple of beds? Huh? Buy some sheets? Maybe some needles? Stuff like that? Maybe some medicine? Maybe some Band-Aids? What'd you buy? What'd you buy with all that money? We doubled the budget. What'd you do with all that money? Oh, you got a new boat. Oh. Gee, you got a picture of it? Oh, look at that. That is nice. That's a beautiful boat. Wow. Oh, is that your new car sitting right next to it? Oh, that's beautiful. Wow, you're doing good for yourself. Good for you. Well, now, Jesus Christ, spit it out. The VA cops, they got to get in the mix now. I mean, it's bad enough that these veterans are put on a list and they're dying, but evidently the VA cops seem to think, well, they're not dying quick enough. We got to kill them quicker. So they took the law into their own hands. They'll finish the job. They'll get that vet dead in no time. Well, the family of a 65-year-old veteran claims that the VA police stomped on the veteran's head and neck. That's appropriate. That's appropriate law enforcement activity, causing him to suffer a stroke and die. On May 25th, 2011, Jonathan Montano, wonder if he's from Montana. On May 25th, 2011, Jonathan Montano was waiting several hours to undergo dialysis treatment at the Loma Linda VA facility when he grew frustrated. Well, I don't blame him. I know what it's like to have to go wait. You get tired of it. Say, screw it. You guys ain't going to wait on me. I'm going to go home. Call me when you're ready. Kim Kardashian's on. I don't have time for this. With an IV still in his arm. So here the old dude, 65 years old, not that old, but he's still got an IV in his arm. Maybe the cops didn't see it. Maybe they didn't care. IV still in his arm. Mr. Montano made his way towards the hospital exit, saying that he would get treatment at the Long Beach VA facility instead. So here the guy says, well, screw it. You guys ain't going to help me. I'll go to this other one over here. So he gets up and wants to walk out. Norma Montano, his wife, wife of 44 years, hospital to retrieve the couple's car. She says, okay, honey, you're going to go over there? I'll go get the car. So she went out there to get the car for her husband. But the VA police wouldn't let Mr. Montano leave. The summoned. Who summoned them? Probably a nurse. Everybody's got to get the police involved. Every time you got anything, you got to get the police involved. Well, when the police get involved, well, they've got to beat somebody up. Somebody's got to go to jail. If you're going to call me, if I got to waste my time, I got to put down my donuts. I got to turn off the Kim Kardashian show. And I got to come out here. Somebody's going to go to jail. Somebody's going to go to jail. Somebody's going to get a ticket. Somebody's going to get beaten. I'm going to tase somebody. I'm going to shoot somebody. Somebody's going to have to pay. I'm sorry, but every call, you don't have to arrest somebody. You don't need to give a ticket to everybody. Not everybody's a freaking criminal. Not everybody belongs in jail. That's not the answer to everything. Oh, you cross the street over there without the crosswalk. Oh, you got to go to jail. You must be removed from society. You must be handcuffed. I mean, they handcuff children. I mean, they make a bow and arrow out of their hands, a gun out of their fingers. You got to get police involved. But the summoned VA Police Department police officers then stopped Mr. Montano, stopped him from leaving. You can't go there. Halt! This man to the floor. They tackled him. They needed to tackle him. You couldn't tell he's still got a needle in his frickin' arm. He's an old dude that couldn't wait any frickin' longer and said, I'm done with it. They did not need to tackle the man. Maybe they should have said, excuse me, sir, you know, you want to wait a little longer? You know, you going to be all right? Oh, you got your wife coming with the car. Okay, well, we'll let you go. It's your prerogative. It's your body, your health. You have control over your own body. You don't want a hospital to treat you? You shouldn't have to stay there. I'm sorry, but if you don't like the treatment, you don't like the hospital, you should have the right to get up and leave. Who the hell is the hospital to say that you can't leave? Who the hell are they to tell you? And look, I had an aunt that was one of those Christian scientists. One of those who don't believe in going to doctors. Well, look, that's the way they are. So? I'm sorry that you don't like the way that they live their life, but it's not your life to live. It's theirs. And that's one thing that we need to start understanding in this country, that this Constitution, again, is not just for the government, not just for the law enforcement, but for the citizens as well. And the First Amendment is very important. Yes, I know it says Congress shall now make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That doesn't mean that Congress is the only one that has to follow it. That just means they can't make a law against it. We still have to follow this, which means you're going to have to put up with people's religion. You're going to have to put up with a lot of stuff. Freedom of speech, oh, you don't like it, it's hate speech. Well, okay, fine, you can hate it, but you're going to have to put up with it. We got to put up with you. Worry about your damn self. Stop trying to change people. Who the hell is anybody to tell anybody how the hell to live their life? Especially a government. Tackled him to the floor. They slammed his head to the floor. Yeah, that's necessary. Kneeing him. Stomping on his neck. To restrain him. You need to go through all that just to get an old guy who's got a needle in his arm. Why do you need to stop him anyway? It's his life. He doesn't want to be treated by this hospital. He shouldn't have to. Who the hell are you to determine you walk into a hospital? You're no longer you. You're no longer your own property. Mr. Pelletier found out. He goes into a hospital. No. Your daughter? No. That's my patient. That's not your daughter. That's my patient. I'm 7 months out of medical school, mister. So don't you tell me nothing. I'm in charge. That's my patient. And I'm going to take her. She's mine. I'm going to turn her over to the state. They're going to control her. That's state property. And you can't touch her. And if you do, you're going to go to jail. Well, that's reality. Unfortunately, that was reality. There was no hyperbole in that at all. None of that was made up. That was real. You don't believe me? Well, have a conversation with the Pelletiers. Pretty sure they'll side with my story. Pretty sure on that one. Well, this is going on more and more and more. It's going on in the VA. It's going on in hospitals all across the country. It's the mindset and the culture now. This is the hope and change that you people had to vote for. Gotta have it. Gotta get that hope and change. Boy, God, I tell you. Boy, I love that hope and change. Give me that hope and change. Hope and change, hope and change. 4 years later, what happened? Well, we didn't get the hope and change, so we got to vote again. See, if we do it the second time, we just gotta get it. Obama promised. He said he was going to bring it. He promised. He was president of the Harvard Law Review. What did you ever do? Ooh. Oh, and a community organizer. Wow. Gee. The kneeing and stomping on his neck by the VA police department. That's hard to say, kneeing. They ought to figure out another way to say that. Kneeing. That's hard for me to say. Well, I got a broken left-handed tongue, and I can't speak anyway. I can't read. I can't speak. But I'm an actor. I got a blog talk radio program. What a mess. The kneeing and stomping on his neck by the VA police department. Police officers. That's too many words. VA police department, police officers. Why do they got to word it that way? VA police department. Who else is going to be in the VA police department? Goddamn firemen? The VA police. That's all you got to say here. Now I got to read this crap? Ah, now I know why Obama gets all Twitter-pated and gets himself all twisted and tied up. I did read this before. Not all of it. I knew what the hell happened. Maybe if I could shut up long enough to read it, maybe you might know what happened too. The kneeing and stomping on his neck by the VA police department police officers. God, that's stupid. The stupid police caused the discretion or the dissection of his cardiac artery. It tore his artery out. What the hell's the matter with these people? They're animals. Resulted in an immediate blood clotting, which resulted, obviously, in a stroke. I mean, these guys are animals. Why do they need to stop this man? What was he doing? How was he a threat to society? Oh, because they snapped at him. He probably snapped at him. Probably said, get the hell out of my way, you goddamn punk ass. Excuse me. Look it. I'm leaving. All right? These bastards ain't helping me. I can't wait around here any frickin' longer. I'm going to go to the other VA hospital. Get the hell out of my way. Well, you can't do that. Well, why? Well, because I got a badge. That means you must respect me. Really? No, 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 no. If you want me to respect you, you're going to have to respect me. Common freaking courtesy. First of all, you don't need to approach me. I'm not a threat. I'm not causing any disturbance. There's no harm. There's no foul. I don't like the goddamn service here, so I'm leaving. You want the needle back? Here. Here's the needle. Take it. Roll it up and smoke it. I don't care what the hell you do with it. But I'm leaving. Well, no, you're not, sir. We're going to beat you until you have a stroke and die. Well, why? Why would you do that? Well, because we're in control. You see this? This is a badge. It means you do what we tell you to do. No, that's not what it means. So he suffered a whole bunch of other injuries, this guy, along with a stroke. Well, Mrs. Montano, she gets the car turned around. She comes back into the hospital to find her husband, she was told, had a stroke. So she leaves by the time she comes back. So, I mean, the time is like what? Boom, boom, boom. So she leaves. By the time she leaves, the cops get over there. Obviously, within a minute. Where are you going? Well, boom, boom, boom. They hit the guy that beat him down so bad, he has a stroke. He's a bloody mess. They bring him back into the ER. And they tell the wife, oh, yeah, he had a stroke. Well, gee. How did that happen? Oh, I don't know. He just had a stroke. You know, sometimes it happens. Oh, really? Well, later on, one of the nurses, the wife aside, and told us that, hey, look, your husband didn't fall. He was slammed to the ground by the police. And it wasn't really right what they did. Well, I'm glad you said something then, but maybe you should have said something while they were doing it. I don't give a damn. Don't give me this. That's not obstruction of justice. When you see somebody getting beat down like that that doesn't deserve it, you have every right to do whatever you can do to stop it. That's BS that you don't have the right to stop a cop from beating somebody to death that was not a threat to society. And you knew damn good and well was not. You have the right to stop that. That's saving a human life, man. Badge does have certain powers and certain this and certain that, yeah. But not that. Doesn't mean you're judge, jury, and executioner. You decide who lives and who dies? Everybody wants to put people on lists now. Everybody's got to be the decider of who lives and who dies. I wonder if I'm on somebody's list. Sometimes I'd like to make a list. Oh, man, wouldn't that be fun? But see, then my conscience would get the better of me. I wouldn't be able to sleep. I wouldn't be able to live. I would be out of myself, man. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I don't know how people could get to a level where they would do it. I don't know how cops could get to a level where a guy wants to leave a hospital because he's not getting service, and he just wants to get whatever he needs to get, his dialysis. Which sometimes, you know, waiting a long time for dialysis can be kind of dangerous. So the guy didn't want to wait around any longer. Well, I don't blame him. There was no reason for the cops to show up. I don't care if he did get snappy. The guy's got a reason to be snappy. He's been stuck in a goddamn waiting room for 8 hours. He needs dialysis. He doesn't need some roid rage, steroid junkied up cop coming over there looking for somebody to beat down. I don't understand what the hell is going. What? Where did all this come from? Maybe it's always been in America and we just never heard about it. I don't know. But some of this stuff doesn't seem like it's been around. I know it's been around for a while, but I mean it just doesn't seem like. I don't know. I don't know. It just seems maybe I was naive. But when I was younger, it just seems like, yeah, okay, fine. People didn't get, you know, the quick enough service. But when I was a kid, I just, this stuff that's going on in our country today, I never would have imagined it. Never. I never would have thought that we would get to this. Never thought that this. No. I took for granted. As a young man growing up, I took for granted freedom. I took for granted it. Hey, we had a constitution. We got freedom. We got this. We got that. We got everything we need. What more do we need? We got everything we need. Well, we weren't paying attention, and that's what we need. Well, now that we're paying attention, now we're finding out all this stuff. And we're like, hey, well, wait a minute. Slow down. What do you mean, slow down? Well, this government has been signing crap like this into play for a long time, beginning with George Bush Sr., opens the door for Agenda 21. And one of the very first things that Mr. Clinton did when he got into office, he took out his magic pen. See, all presidents, they get a magic pen. As soon as they take that oath, all right, Mr. President, here's your magic pen. There you go. That's your executive order pen. You can sign whatever you want to. So Mr. Clinton signed Agenda 21. All this stuff, this new world order people love to talk about. Well, that's what this is, and it's coming. You think you've got free access to the internet? Well, you know, don't get too comfortable with it because it's going to be taken away. We've got to impeach this president now. This not only the president, but the entire administration. I know it's a pipe dream. But the problem is somebody, we have to do something. We cannot allow this stuff to continue going on. And they want to get more and more. Well, haven't we seen enough damage already? I know I have. I've seen enough damage. I've had enough. You know, it's broke. Okay, well, we need to fix it. We don't need to keep breaking it. Once it's broke, it's broke. We don't need to break every part. You made your point. And your point is, none of your stuff works. So here's our point. Shut up. Stay out of the way. We're going to fix it. And we're not going to do any more of this crap. But oh no, we can't do that. We need them votes. That's why nothing really gets done in Congress. And look, I understand why Congress, look, Congress was designed to be very difficult to get legislation passed. There's reasons for it. Maybe if our constitutional scholar president would have, I don't know, paid attention in constitutional school, he would have learned that legislation is very difficult to pass for a reason. Every time you pass a piece of legislation, it does have a trickle-down effect. Trickle down, trickle up, trickle side to side. It does affect a lot of people's lives. So every time you keep passing another piece of legislation, you think you're going to be stopping crime, preventing crime, controlling crime. Well, you're not. You're creating crime, and it's done on purpose. They can take their political foes out of play. You can't play when you're in jail. That's what all this is about. That's all politics is about. It's not about governing the country. It's a game to these people. It's a game. And if you can knock most of your people out, most of the other team out, well, then you get a much better chance of winning. And what do you win when you win? Well, we don't know. Nobody's finished the game yet. Well, the game's never going to get finished. But if you read the Constitution, everybody gets a chance to play. Now, isn't that what the left wants to have? All this equality and everybody has an opportunity? Isn't that the American dream? Isn't that the American way? I think it is. Used to be. I didn't get a memo that says it ain't. Well, if you do follow the Constitution, you do follow capitalism, everybody does get an opportunity. But nobody wants to follow it because they want to be the only ones who have the opportunity. I don't want you to have it. Well, why? Well, because then I won't have more than you. Well, why is it so important you got to have more than me? Well, so I have control over you. Oh, okay. Well, I want more than you. But just give what you can get. But mind your own damn business. Let other people get whatever they can get. Compete with yourself. Tyrannize yourself. You're the only one who can really, truly, genuinely control you. You don't have to vote for a Democrat when you go into the voting booth. You don't have to turn on the Kim Kardashian show. You don't have to open up another bag of Cheetos. You don't have to do a lot of things. So start doing things and stop doing things. If you care about freedom, if you care about your country, you care about yourself, care about your family, care about your children, care about anything, care about humanity. You got to pay attention to this stuff, and you can't accept this stuff anymore, regardless of John McCain's special 21st century handbook. Well, it's just the times we live in. It's the 21st century. I don't like it, but it is what it is. And no, it isn't. We do not have to accept it. We do not have to comply. You do not have to comply with this crap. We do not put people on lists so they don't get help, so we can get bonuses and go home early on Friday to plan for our Memorial Day picnic. Jesus, God Almighty. The only thing the veterans got from this president is a speech. That's the only thing the president can do, is speech. And his speeches suck. I'm sorry. But I don't find this guy to be that big of that great of an orator. What does that mean, an orator? Oh, he's a great orator. No, he's not. He's worse than me. Oh, but he can sure read that teleprompter, though, can't he? Boy, I tell you. Boy, he's got that teleprompter down pat. Well, that's not a speech. A speech comes from inside. A speech is not on paper. That's not a speech. I don't know what the hell it is, but it ain't a speech. And if you're going to fly across the goddamn globe, you don't speak to the troops through a teleprompter, you idiot. You don't do that. First of all, you've already made these speeches. You said you were going to clean up the VA. Okay, you've had 6 years almost. And the only thing that you've done is made the problem worse. For every dollar that you put in, you just made the problem worse. And now you want to give another speech. And you really think that the troops are all, they all feel warm and fuzzy now? Boy, that president, boy, he flew all the way over here to give us that 11-minute speech. I admire him. I look up to him. He's a role model. I'm really proud of him. He's got my back. Yeah, he's got your back with a goddamn knife in it. Oh, my God, look at the time. Well, let's open up my treasure chest here, see if we can plunder some quick booty here. Well, I don't know if we're going to have time to get into this tonight, but flooding of an immigrant children create crises for the Obama administration. Yeah, they don't know how to feed them. They don't know what the hell to do with them. Well, maybe close the border? That might have something to do. I don't know. You know, that might help somewhere along the line. You put some kind of security on the border. We've got all these Border Patrol agents. Yeah, they're capturing certain people, but only in certain places. But meanwhile, there's all kinds of places that are open. We're not doing anything there. And here's another thing. With that Marine that went over there, why don't we have like a booth or something that says don't turn here, you know, if you're entering Mexico, this is Mexico, don't turn here. Why is there not a sign or something on the American side? That's what I'd like to know. And why, when we found out that this guy was over there who made a wrong turn, being a war hero, why wasn't he released, like, pretty quickly? That's what I don't get. That bothers me right there. That tells me this entire administration, not just the president, but the entire administration. Now, if the president was silent, didn't say anything, somebody in the State Department could have raised the issue. And if John Kerry went up to the president and said, hey, you know, look, this guy's a war hero, and I'm going to go over there and I'm going to call Mexico. Is that all right if we get this guy out? I'm pretty sure the president would say, go ahead. Unless it was Valerie Goebbels. No, we don't. No. Once they're behind, that's it. We leave them. They can't keep up. Nope. Plus, he had guns. You know how we feel about guns. And if we go out there and we rescue him, well, then how's our base going to look? We got an election coming up here. We don't want to piss off our base. Courthouses should be immigration enforcement free zones. Well, I thought I was going to get into that tonight, but as I was prepping the show, everything just kind of went here, kind of went there, boom, bada, bing, bong, boom. Who knows where the hell you end up here? There's so many crap to talk about. You can't talk about it all. You can talk 24/7 forever and still never talk about it all. But I don't understand. I mean, look, free speech zones. I mean, what? Gun-free zones. I mean, what is it, baby? What does that mean? A gun-free zone. A free speech zone. I mean, the sound of that. Imagine that. Colleges have tried it. Oh, no. You got a free speech zone is over here. But outside here, you don't have free speech. Well, then, does that mean nobody can speak to each other? Oh, you can have free... Oh, you can speak, but it has to be liberal. So free speech zones, meaning if you want to talk about conservative stuff, you know, like Tea Party, like freedom, constitution, well, you got to go to the free speech zone to talk about our nation's constitution because it's racist. I mean, And they had that down at the Bundy Ranch, too. Oh, yeah, you can protest, but you got this free speech zone. And they cordon it all off with this orange fence. I mean, what the fuck? Why would I? Who were the people that set that up? Why do they think that they were doing the right thing? How do they convince themselves that they were doing the right thing? That's what I don't get. Goddamn choking on something today. I don't know what the hell it is. About half dying here. The State Department. Well, they're under fire now. See, they're the ones who put this lawyer for this jailed Marine in Mexico. They put him on the list to call. Well, he called, and this guy's crooked as hell. Trying to get this guy to lie, and thank God that this Tamaresi, he said, whoa, wait a minute now. This guy's trying to get me to lie. I don't feel very comfortable, so he fired him. Good for him. Probably saved his life is what he did. He saved his own life by firing that attorney. Because that attorney, you know damn good and well, was working with somebody. They'll get him in the jail, and they'll, you know, then they got an opportunity. Now they can kidnap him in the jail and demand his family pay a certain ransom, and everybody's going to make a lot of money. And then once they get the money out of him, they could care less what happens. Maybe he dies, maybe he doesn't. Who knows? But that happens quite frequently in Mexico. That's an everyday occurrence. That's what they do. A lot of people make a lot of money. Don't you think that our government would know this? Don't you think that maybe they would realize, wait a minute, that's a war hero over there. And it shouldn't even matter if he's a war hero or not. That's an American over there. That's an American. We got to do something to get that boy home. But what do? Well, they go golf. And they go eat. And our Secretary of State goes to the embassy in Mexico City. Raises the issue. And the president gives a speech. Now look at this. A woman was issued a ticket. Now, we're going to have to get into that one. A woman was issued a ticket because of a Facebook account. Now you think, the slippery slope, Mr. Geraldo Rivera. You think that slippery slope just counts for guns? You don't care about any kind of slippery slope or just the gun slippery slope? Do you care about any slippery slope? Well, I'm sorry. Anything that you put on your Facebook page is yours. And if you make it public, so what? I don't understand why the whole freedom of speech has people in an uproar. What people put on their Facebook page, I'm sorry, should not be you shouldn't be able to use it against you. It's your stupid Facebook page. Well, I do understand, okay, if you put on there, I'm going to go kill a whole bunch of people, okay, fine. Somebody should set some kind of an alarm. But nobody's doing that here. Here, this woman, let's write this down. This woman was on, there's a dog park. Evidently, something happened with the dogs or something. Let's see what it says in here. The Will County Forest Preserve District officials say they're going to rescind this ticket. But the point is that it happened. And if nobody threw a fit, nobody didn't say anything. If we didn't have people like, and see, this was the mainstream media didn't cover this. These are real reporters out there, real Americans. And thank God, I'm sorry, but thank God for that internet, as much as I hate that stupid internet. But if it wasn't for the internet, we wouldn't get a lot of information. This stuff is real. This isn't, you know, The Onion. But if nobody raised a stink about it, and if there wasn't an internet, this woman would have gotten a fine. Well, the woman was issued this citation. A $50 fine after a Forest Preserve Protection Officer interpreted a comment the wrong way on Facebook to mean that the woman was actually using a dog park without a permit. Gotta get that permit. Why is that so important? You gotta have that permit for a dog park. Okay, fine. I understand you want to clean it up and you need money for this and that. But, I mean, you're on Facebook. First of all, everybody's a little tyrant. All these security guards. Everybody's got to be able to arrest somebody. Everybody's got to have a badge. Well, the comment, they say, the one in question, was posted in response to concerns that some dog owners had about a kennel cough, whatever a kennel cough is. I guess it's a cough. You get a bunch of dogs together and, you know, babies get whooping cough and dogs get kennel cough and whatever. But evidently there was kennel cough in the kennel at the park. So this woman posted on this particular Facebook page about the park. So she was talking to some of her friends on this particular Facebook page about this park. The lake, the Whalen Lake Dog Park. Whatever. But here's what she wrote. I was feeling bad that I haven't bought a pass and been bringing Ginger there, but I'm pretty glad I haven't. So not going to worry about it until later. I hope all the doggies get better soon. I was feeling bad that I haven't bought a pass and been bringing Ginger there, but I'm pretty glad that I haven't. In other words, she said, you know what? I'm glad that I didn't buy a pass and bring my dog there. Meaning I'm glad I didn't follow the frickin' law and bring my dog in this park. But this guy read it. Had to get that. Evidently, he's got a quota too. So he's got to fill a quota. He's got to fill out a ticket. He's going to get the perpetrator. He read it as, she feels bad. She's guilty that she didn't buy a permit and takes her dog there. Well, if it's so, you're so worried about people getting in there without a permit, well, why don't you, instead of reading Facebook, Mr. Will County Forest Preserve District, whatever you are, instead of reading Facebook, why aren't you down there checking permits for people coming into the park? So evidently he found out where she lived or where she was and issued her a summons. Who is this guy? Wait a minute, you're going to get a ticket? Don't you have to be a, you know, good, I mean, a forest preserve cop? I mean, what the hell? Who is this guy? Why does he still have a job? That's what I'd like to know. Well, he probably got promoted. But I was feeling bad that I haven't bought a pass and been bringing Ginger there, but I'm pretty glad I haven't. Well, if you couldn't figure it out by then the rest of this should have helped you out. So not going to worry about it until later. Meaning, the woman's not going to care about it until all this kennel cough has gone away. She doesn't want to bring her dog over there and get sick. But evidently he didn't read that part. And then she writes, I hope all the doggies get better soon. Maybe he didn't read that part. So one of the district employees noticed the comment and forwarded to a Forest Preserve Protection Officer. Ah, isn't that right, Mr. O'Reilly? We don't have Nazism. We'll never come to America. Well, Nazis, that's what they did. They promoted people turning people in. Tattletales. That's what this is. It's not against the government, but same, same. They're using what you say on Facebook against you. And they're sending the authorities to you. If they can get you for this, they can get you for anything. Going to cite you a ticket because of a Facebook post? Let's just say that she did write on there. Oh, I go there every week and I never pay for that, blah, blah, blah. How do you know she's actually telling the truth? Who are you to determine if she isn't BSing somebody? Look, private conversations on Facebook when, you know, on different posts. Okay, there's a lot of esoteric conversations going on. The only people that know what's going on are the people that know what's going on. So there's no way for you to judge anything that's on a Facebook post of what is really said unless you know the person who said it and you understand exactly what they said. But now anything you say on Facebook, now they can, well, my God, the stuff that I've said about Obama on Facebook, I mean, I'm surprised surprised I'm not in a Mexican jail. The employee had good intentions, but it wasn't a good idea, Lieutenant Tracy Phillips said on Wednesday. Wait a minute, excuse me. Good intentions? How was that good intentions? How was that good intentions? By not doing your job. That's not good intentions, I'm sorry. But those are bad intentions. That means he's going to do it again. I mean, somebody else is going to do it again because they've got good intentions. They want to give out that ticket. That's so important to get that ticket and to keep people from coming into this dog park who don't have a permit. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to prosecute them perpetrators. The miscreants. It's a goddamn dog park. And if you're that concerned about people coming in again, put somebody out there and check the dogs before they come in. Do you have your permit here with you, Bowser? Well, no, I left it at home. Well, I'm sorry there. Can't come in. Jesus, God damn it. We only got a few minutes left here. So I'm going to close here tonight. We'll get with the rest of the stuff tomorrow. That's fine. It's Friday. We'll get through a bunch of other stuff. But this Emma Watson at Brown University. You don't know who this Emma Watson is? Well, she did those Harry Potter movies. Well, she went to college. Big, huge, giant, fat liberal. Well, she brought an armed guard, a personal armed guard, to the graduation at Brown University. I mean, she's so popular. Has so many fans all across the world that she needs to have an armed guard. Well, I didn't know the name, who she was, and I've never seen the Harry Potter flicks anyway. I guess they're pretty good. I've been told they're, you know, they're pretty good. But, you know, I mean, I don't think that this Emma Watson is really worthy of an armed guard, especially now that you have Brown University, which is a gun-free zone. Unless you're special or a Democrat. But if you're not, you must obey the law, or you will be punished, boy. I tell you, bring a gun in here, a gun? No, this is a gun-free zone. So how did she get this bodyguard to come in? She's not a cop, she's a bodyguard. And why is this Emma Watson so special? I mean, she's not like Kim Kardashian. I mean, it's okay for the left to have all these bodyguards. They can have armed bodyguards. They can have jumbo jets. They can have mansions. They can have homes that require all this electricity. They can have. But you? No. If you have it, you're a racist. You're a hater. I don't know. But I would like to wonder, though, if I wondered, and I seen a picture of this girl, this woman bodyguard. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I wonder if she was, let's say she had on a T-shirt that said, "Don't tread on me." Or had it like an American flag on it, or something that said something, something, Tea Party, or, you know, freedom, you know, the Constitution, something like that. I wonder if they would have asked her to leave. I mean, I'm just wondering. Because we all know that if you're, you know, in the Tea Party, or if you're on the right and you have anything to do with guns, well, automatically you want to kill people. You can't wait to kill a whole bunch of people. But it's always the left that are the killers. They're the ones doing all the mass shootings, but the right gets the blame for it. And it's not the left doing all the shootings. I'm not going into that direction. But, I mean, it's people. They're crazy. Why they do it, nobody really, really knows. Are there things that we can do as a society to stop this? Well, yeah, we can start paying attention to each other. Start treating each other a little better. That might help. Start minding everybody's own business. Now, what was going on with this kid? Obviously, this kid has been, he's been messed up for a long time. His family tried the best they could. For whatever reason, it just didn't work out. Everybody wants to point the finger at this and point the finger at that and get rid of all these guns and get rid of this and get rid of that. It's always a gun, 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 gun. But no, it's the will. If you have the will to do anything, you're going to do it. If you have the will to kill, you will kill. Well, this kid had the will to kill, and he did. But you can have a gun as long as you're on the right side. But if you're a Tea Partier, you can't, because you're a killer. That's all you want to do is kill, because you like guns, and we don't. We like rainbows and unicorns. So that's about all the time that we have here tonight. I want to thank everybody that was listening, on their smartphones, and those that are going to download later. Flycatch, thanks for listening. So there was a couple other people that were here today, too, and never got a chance to say anything to anybody. Again, this is what happens. I don't have time to look to this chat room a lot. I'm blasting off into Deep Space Nine. These people piss me off. But in any event, I want to thank everybody for listening, and we will see you back here tomorrow at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.